Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
I'm John Batster. This is the new John Batster Show, CBS Audio Network. And I turn to taxes because it's much in the news. The new Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, former chairman of the Federal Reserve, is talking about a global tax on corporations, all countries participating. At the same time, President Biden and his counselors are talking about corporate taxes being raised from the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 21% to 28%. These are all moving numbers, and what do they add up to? A lot of politics. It's a pleasure to welcome an economist who was the acting assistant secretary for economic policy at Treasury for the Trump administration, Diana Furchtgott-Roth, who is now teaching at GWU. But I need a lesson here in corporate taxes. Diana, very good evening to you. First, Janet Yellen, a very popular figure when she was chairman of the Federal Reserve through the tough years of the Obama administration and the Great Recession. Now proposing a global or solar system-wide or very large corporate tax that will be visited upon corporations in all countries, I believe, of the OECD. I don't think we're stretching money farther than that. What is the aim of that? What is the mission that Ms. Yellen is taking upon herself? Good evening to you, Diana.
Well, good evening, John. It's such an honor to be on your show. Well, it's perfectly obvious that if the United States is going to raise its corporate tax to 28%, which is way above the OECD average, which is about 25%, corporations are going to react by leaving the country and going to other low-tax countries. So what's the solution? The solution is to raise taxes everywhere. So everyone is in equally deep water, so to speak. So there won't be a possibility of corporations being able to lower their taxes by going offshore. So that when people like me say you shouldn't raise corporate taxes because corporations will go offshore and that will lose American investment and lose American jobs, Janet Yellen will be able to say, aha, they won't be able to go offshore because everyone's taxes are going to go up. So that's the rationale.
It's a wonderful rationale if it was, to my understanding, in the news. But you already mentioned the OECD has a rate that's lower than Ms. Yellen is proposing. And also, getting Europe to agree on anything, Diana, let's be blunt about this. They can't agree on a vaccine for all their people. So how are the European countries, just the EU part of the OECD, how are they going to line up and obey Washington because the Biden administration has a political problem of raising taxes in a pandemic?
Well, many of them are inclined to raise taxes anyway. They're concerned by something called, quote, baseline erosion, unquote, or, quote, race to the bottom, unquote. They're very concerned that countries such as Ireland try to attract investment from different EU countries by having, for example, a tax of 8%. And there was a big lawsuit against Apple because Apple paid low taxes because some of its plants were headquartered in Ireland. So they would probably be willing to go along with Janet Yellen, especially since their taxes are higher than American taxes right now. And they basically see their companies coming to the United States to avoid their taxes. So Europe would probably like nothing better than a global tax.
So they'll go along with this already? In other words, already voted? Do you think they've been polled?
No. I think many of them are inclined towards Janet Yellen's proposal, but others of them are not. Because, of course, they don't like their companies, German, French companies, going off to the UK or going to Ireland.
I see.
So it's not clear they're all going to fall in line. But this is the theory behind her idea. And many of them, I'm sure, do want to fall in line.
I mentioned,
but it's not clear they're going to make Ireland fall in line or the UK, for example.
Yes, and everybody has an opportunity here to be a tax destination and by adjusting their taxes. But I know, just because it's in the news, Europe is now suffering with an 8.3% unemployment, not likely to be moved. So is raising taxes or even proposing to raise taxes in a pandemic where you don't have enough vaccine, where you're all at odds, is that a wise course for these governments? Do they believe raising taxes will help them with employment?
Well, the OECD average corporate tax rate is about 25%. So a 21% global tax would not affect most of these countries. It would just affect the ones that have lower taxes, such as Ireland, for example.
I see. So, all right. So Janet Yellen is speaking.
And I should just say that European countries don't really see the connection between low taxes and low unemployment. So when I was visiting the OECD on behalf of the Treasury Department in 2018 and telling them about how high U.S. growth was going to be that year and relating it to our low level of taxes and low level of unemployment rates, they were not happy to hear about the connection. They did not believe the connection.
Coming home from Janet Yellen's global talk to the president and his counselors talk about corporate taxes here. As I understand, the proposal is to raise the corporate tax that was lowered to 21% in 2018, to 28%. I also understand that the market is whispering headwinds. What does that mean, headwinds? Why would raising the corporate taxes create headwinds for the American economy?
Well, raising taxes would reduce investment. You saw that when we lowered taxes, we had a very nice experiment in 2017. We lowered taxes and investment grew substantially.
It did, yes.
Unemployment went down. And so the reverse would be true with this corporate tax hike. I should say, John, that it's difficult also to distinguish the increase in corporate tax rates from the effects of the increase in regulation. And American corporations are probably also facing headwinds from the increases in regulation. It's difficult to distinguish the two. So they're getting headwinds on both those fronts. It's actually easier to avoid the taxes than to avoid the regulations.
I noted from the report that I read that the effect of the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act by the Trump administration was to raise the S&P 500 by about 10%. The question is, would it go back down 10%? That would not be a good thing. But there's also an additional complication. I'm taking these scratchy notes here, Diana. Forgive me. Apparently, it will not visit all sectors in the same fashion. The Wall Street Journal says most affected by raising corporate taxes and also adjusting overseas taxes so you can't seek a better place to take your profits will impact big pharma and big tech. I mention those two because big pharma has rescued the planet with vaccines, and big tech is how we've been able to continue working at home despite the pandemic. So the irony here is, thanks a lot, guys, but we're going to raise your taxes quite different from how we will raise taxes on the other two sectors I'm noting in energy and industry. So the old fossil fuel people will do fine, but the people that saved our lives will not. Is that a generalization that you support, Diana?
Yes, it's more or less an accident of the way the tax code is constructed, or perhaps not an accident, because you have your income and then you have write-offs from your income. And companies such as auto companies, fossil fuel companies, they buy a lot of equipment. So then they can write off the cost of that equipment. But when you have just income and then it's written off against labor costs and you don't have to buy massive amounts of equipment that then gets subtracted from that, you get hit with your higher tax rate because you have fewer write-offs of different kinds of equipment.
So what we have here is there are so many moving parts. I've done the best I can to generalize from this. There's so many moving parts. The impetus for the Biden administration is to raise taxes. Is it the belief in Washington now, given the Democratic majority, that raising taxes will not adversely affect employment? Is that the opinion in Washington? As you mentioned, it was the opinion in the EU once upon a time.
It is the opinion in Washington. The opinion in Washington is that so many jobs are going to be created by, first of all, the stimulus package that was just passed, the $1.9 trillion package, and the new infrastructure package, the $2.2 trillion that has been proposed, that will create lots of jobs. The jobs will be basically government created through those programs. So it won't matter if the corporate tax rate and individual tax rates rise. They do not see this as killing the goose that laid the golden eggs, because they see themselves as creating the jobs in the economy.
All right. There's a logic to all of this, of course, if it works, but it's never, well, to my reading of history, it's not worked recently. Let's put it that way. And there's something. Your thoughts. We have 30 seconds. Go ahead, Donna. Your thoughts.
And you also have to think of their rationale, which is fairness. It all comes down to fairness. It's fair that big corporations, wealthy individuals pay their, quote, fair share, even if they're the ones who are creating the jobs.
Diana Furstadt-Roth, formerly the acting assistant secretary for economic policy at Treasury for the Trump administration, now teaching at George Washington University. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.